Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Michelle, I am so excited. I can't even stand myself. You want to hear?
I do. What's going
okay.
on?
Okay. Guess what's happening? I am actually going to be qualifying for the Senior Olympics. That is the Senior Games. That's anyone 50 and over in the year 2015. I'm going to qualify this year. And I am so thrilled to bring on board someone I want to be a regular on our wonderful Her Radio show, my coach, Tanine Carvell, who is a triathlete, marathon runner, and coach to the Washington, D.C. area. Michelle, oh, I'm so excited about bringing Tanine on board. So, Coach T, welcome to Her Radio, and we have questions for you. Are you ready?
Bring it on. So glad to be here. Thank you very much.
I like
now,
Coach
covertly,
T.
Covertly, I just want to get Michelle up and rocking, man. I mean, this child needs some working out.
Serious help.
You do. Okay, now we're going to talk about the best pre and post workout meals. So, Coach Tanine, talk to us. Is it true you shouldn't drink coffee before a workout?
Actually, no. I found this out myself the hard way, but if you are to drinking coffee, you should continue to do so. And the reason for that is your body's used to it. And also because in the morning, when your body's used to it, that coffee serves as a kickstarter, shall I say, for your system. And if you drink it early enough before a workout, it cleans your system properly, so it makes your system happy and willing to work out for you.
I'm so happy to hear that. I looked at that and I went, oh gosh, if she says I can't have my coffee, I'm in trouble. I can't even start this whole...
well, okay, then now...
I wouldn't
now.
Be running anymore either myself, trust me.
Okay,
okay,
good.
Coach T, all right, what happens when your stomach feels bad when you eat before a workout? You know, a lot of people complain about that. What you got to say about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't eat in the morning. And the reality is, you don't eat because you're not used to it, because you've never trained your body to do so. The absolute key is practice. I didn't eat before I started running, and once I did, I realized that I needed the fuel. So I literally started with a piece of bread and jelly to get my body used to working through that nutrition before a workout. Bit by bit, I gradually got used to, and yes, at first, it's a little quirky, but your system gets used to it, and the better part is that your body feels so much better when you're working out. You have energy because you've eaten something, and there's fuel in your system to get the job done. So it's a practice. You have to start, and you have to do it daily to get your body used to that intake. But once it does, it will take you tenfold.
All right, let's look at some real favorites for pre-workout meals. All right, how about a half of a whole wheat multigrain bagel with peanut butter? How's that sound?
Classic. Absolute classic. My goal with pre-workout foods, keep it simple. You're getting up early. It's dark. You can't see the refrigerator. You don't need to make it complicated. A half a bagel is easy to grab. Slap some peanut butter on it, and you're out the door. Or you can eat that set with your coffee, and then go. Same thing with a lot of these. And also, it's also easier on your system if it's simple. But the carbs in that are key, right? And a little bit of protein, perfect solution.
I like the grain waffle with the peanut butter, and I like the cup of oatmeal with the berries and the honey. I think those are great choices as well. And I love peanut butter jelly sandwiches, I'm going to say, which
like
is on your list.
Jelly?
PBJ, man, that's the way to go. Sometimes I'll just add a little bit of peanut butter to like half a banana, or I'll put it on, you know, some slices of apple. You know, you hear a lot about peanut butter, and quite frankly, it just sticks to your ribs, and it really is long-lasting. When I ran the Boston Marathon in 2012, I ran it on some oatmeal, and peanut butter on half a bagel, and I was good to go for 26.2. It's just extraordinary how well it's able to keep keep you going through whatever kind of workout you got ahead. Now, what about that post-workout? You know, what are you supposed to do right away? A lot of people just say, oh, I've done my workout, I'm out of here already, and then they forget to eat. Hello, is that a bad idea?
Absolutely. What they do, they forget to eat because they don't really feel so hungry right after because your stomach is sort of keyed up from the workout. But then 45 minutes or an hour, they're in McDonald's getting everything and anything they can off the drive-through. Instead, what you need to do is have a recovery drink or simple key solution, low-fat chocolate milk in your bag, ready to go, and have it within 30 minutes of that workout so that it's getting in there and replenishing your muscles and giving you just enough calories to kind of get your system working again, get it souped out, and then you have the energy to go home and, like, make a real meal instead of, like, raiding the refrigerator. It's critical. Chocolate milk, you can feel it. Once you get used to drinking it, you literally can feel your muscles going, thank you, as soon as you're done. It just really gets right in those places that it needs and makes your muscles really, really feel happy after all that workout. It's awesome.
So you can Fantastic. Do things like a pita wrap and all kinds of things. Lettuce, Fig Newton cookies even.
I'm all about the Fig Newton cookie.
Fig Newtons are golden. I mean, they have a lot of nutritional value on a lot of different levels. I call those types of things Scooby snacks. I really am a big fan of having Scooby snacks accessible both before a workout, especially if you're doing like an afternoon or evening workout, and also after. So those are things that you can get that 100 to 200 calories in sort of in that 30-minute window, either before the workout to give you energy or after for that recovery purpose. But then they're there, so they're readily accessible, and that you don't end up eating bad things sort of in the sort of the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, my God, I need food desperately. So they're always in hand. They're in your glove compartment in your car. They store very well. They're in your desk drawer, things like that. Having those available are just priceless.
Okay, now, there are all kinds of mistakes made in those pre-workout meals. Been there, done that. I think I've done every one of these mistakes except for the egg one. Okay, so the heavy dose of dairy yogurt. I think a lot of people try to do that in the beginning. What happens here?
Well, it just sits in your stomach. It coagulates. It just doesn't process well. Your stomach is churning while you're working out, especially if you're running and you're very, very active. And milk and heavy dairy and things like that, they do just curdle and sit. They don't really go through your process very, very readily, and it just makes you say nauseous. It's not effective.
I think a lot of people also make mistakes with nuts and fruit. Nuts are a great midday protein snack, but it's not enough to get you through your workout. And then the fruit is a great snack, but it's just not enough to hold out through the workout. I think a lot of people just grab an apple and run, but they're forgetting the peanut butter part of it or whatever. Do you see that a lot in your training?
Absolutely. Well, you said that earlier about the apple with the peanut butter. It was golden that you said the peanut butter. The other thing you can do is add a slice of cheese on top of apple, and that also is a good combination. Hummus is another good thing that people can work. You know, pita and hummus is also another really good source of calories to take into a workout. But you're right. People, nuts and apples and fruit, they don't have the substance. They don't have the carbs. They don't have the calories that are really going to sustain you. They're great as a tie-over between meals, but they're not a great supplement to in preparation for a workout.
What about people who just scarf up those, energy bars you buy out there at $28 a piece or something? they're just such rip-offs. But
I love those.
Haven't you seen those? I mean, they're everywhere. So what about people just load up their gym bag with everything from, Clif bars to Lara bars to somebody's bar? I mean, real quickly, say yay or nay.
Right. Well, both. A, because they're quick and easy, and it's a better option than some really negative, like a Milky Way bar. Nay, because there are better, more sort of, some would say, clean options
Excellent.
Out there.
Okay, that was the answer we wanted. Everyone, we are so happy to have Coach T, that's Tanine Carvel, here to answer questions about the best pre- and post-workout meals. Thank you very much. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.